This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express our greetings to the rest of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And as usual, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you that opportunity to be involved in that silent communication, that opportunity for you to alter your consciousness and enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness have the opportunity to have a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed with that portion that you refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And as always, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And again, as always, the choice is yours, absolutely, to be involved in that telepathic, silent communication. Now, we continuously express to you that this reality that you are experiencing in your so-called awakened consciousness state is a reality that's a validation of beliefs and belief systems that you hold and that you have agreed to participate in. Belief systems in the so-called human consciousness level and in the societal level and in the individual belief systems that each of you hold. It seems like such a simple statement, and yet it can be very difficult to grasp that concept and apply it to your day-to-day activities, interactions, and experiences with each other. You, as a consciousness, are involved in a multitude of what you refer to as life experiences, the different lifetimes that are occurring simultaneously, if you want, that occur in the now. And each of them seems to be the most significant reality that you're involved in for each of the egos that are involved in each of those lifetimes. And so in this particular incarnational period, you believe that this is the most important reality that you are involved in. Not only the most important, but for many, that this is the only real reality, that all of the rest is illusionary, that the realities that you experience in your altered states of consciousness are not real, that they are imaginary. The irony of it is that this reality that you experience in your awake consciousness state is the most illusionary reality. Most illusionary as well as all of the other realities that you're experiencing in your other so-called incarnational periods, where the ego in those particular incarnational periods as well believe that that's the most important reality. You are a multidimensional personality. We've suggested that to you many, many times, that you are so much more than what you perceive in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so in this particular incarnational period, the one which you are, in your awakened consciousness state, the most interested in, indeed, is once again the validation of belief systems. Belief systems that you put in place through various levels of your consciousness. We've suggested that before you enter into this incarnational period, you agreed to participate in certain reality creation processes. Human consciousness belief systems that you agreed to validate and to participate and to sustain, that we use as your so-called laws of physics as examples of, and then of course the society and then the individual, and many of these overlap and interact with each other. You choose, for example, in your so-called altered state of consciousness, to have what may seem like personal types of belief systems that are indeed tied to the so-called human consciousness belief systems and interact with each other. For example, each of you choose the particular entities that you will be involved with in your so-called families that you agree to interact with and to be a part of in this incarnational period. Many times, these are entities that you are involved in other incarnational periods as well, but nonetheless, in this particular incarnational period, you agree to participate in that interaction. And with that agreement, you also agree to put in place many of the so-called physical aspects that you enjoy in this particular incarnational period. The genetic makeup of your being, in other words, you agree to participate in. And that genetic makeup is interacting with and part of your so-called human consciousness belief system, where you, as a human consciousness, agree that certain genetic characteristics are being carried on and passed on to various individuals. It validates, first of all, your belief in time and space, that there is indeed this passage of time. And it validates as well your beliefs in evolution, their beliefs that certain individuals, certain characteristics will be passed on genetically to the offspring of certain individuals. And so it's an individual choice that you make in your so-called between incarnational periods and that level of consciousness which you interact with other entities that are involved in this incarnational period as well as all of the other incarnational periods, and you agree to participate in and to inherit, if you wish, those particular genetic attributes. And yet it is as well influenced by the so-called human consciousness belief system as well. Again, those belief systems are very difficult for you to alter. Very difficult, but not impossible. You also, at that particular period of your making the choices, if you wish, put in place many of the so-called DNA attributes that you bring into this incarnational period that indeed carry with them various possibilities and probabilities for experiences that you will have physically throughout this particular incarnational period. Your DNA attributes, once again, are tied to and interact with the human consciousness belief system. And again, when you alter certain belief systems, it can alter the reality that you experience in this particular incarnational period. Once again, the reality you experience is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, without exception. And that's the difficult part to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. And so, in your so-called past, in your history, we suggested that certain realities were put in place in the between incarnational period. And you, as entities entering into that incarnational period, chose to make it very difficult to alter those particular choices or those particular attributes that were so-called stored in your DNA. And so it was quite predictable to map out, if you wish, the experiences that one would have throughout a particular incarnational period. However, as you enter into this new age and new energy, you're beginning to understand that it's possible to alter those belief systems. You're beginning to accept as a human consciousness that it's possible to alter various aspects of your DNA, for you to alter as an individual. And so you have individual belief systems that are being influenced by human consciousness belief systems, and human consciousness belief systems that are interacting with and being influenced by individual belief systems. While it's very easy to break it down to that this reality is a validation of what you believe, it becomes much more difficult for you to grasp that concept that it's an entire range of belief systems that are affecting the reality, not a simple one belief. And yet, a simple one belief can have a dramatic influence upon this reality that you're experiencing in any particular incarnational period. And so it is that the creation of this reality is influenced by your beliefs, but that your beliefs, particularly your individual beliefs and belief systems, within a certain incarnational period, are influenced by your so-called awakened consciousness mind. You have that choice. You have the ability to alter your belief systems. We've suggested to you many, many times, if you don't like your reality, alter your beliefs and you will alter the reality. Absolutely, without any doubt. Your reality is a validation of the beliefs you hold. You alter your beliefs and you alter your reality. And so you have, particularly in this so-called space of time, in this incarnational period, entities who are beginning to believe that it's possible to alter various aspects of the DNA, and through the alteration of that DNA, to actually alter what it is that they experience in their lifetimes in this incarnational period. Now, you have individuals who believe that it's possible to, for example, experience miraculous types of cures. And you view that many times as being some type of a huge advancement, or indeed a very spectacular and miraculous type of experience that has occurred within your incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state. First of all, the entity that was put into that particular position to have the opportunity to experience that type of miraculous cure was there by choice, was there as a validation of their belief systems. It wasn't an accident that someone, for example, is involved in some type of disaster that results in a severance of their spinal cord, which in your so-called human consciousness belief systems indicates permanent disability. And yet there are individuals who experience that reality and have these miraculous recoveries. Miraculous from your point of view in your scientific community, because you don't know how to duplicate it consciously. You don't know what the aspects of, you don't understand or accept that that individual has the power to cure. But when you look at it in the full context of the understanding that you create the entire reality, then you understand that the individual who suffered that type of injury by choice. So we're not saying that they jumped up and down and said, well, I'm going to be involved in an accident today and I'm going to sever my spinal cord so that I can experience what that's like, and then I'm going to prove that I have the capacity to heal it. But we're suggesting that there's an involvement of the human consciousness and the societal and the individual belief systems that particular entity is involved in and holds as being absolute, that's responsible for the creation of that reality, and the spark of consciousness that each of you are rejoices in that completion, if you wish, of a validation of the belief system. The spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that reality creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong. They have the entity that's involved in this so-called disaster that severs the spinal cord. And through beliefs has this miraculous healing process that allows them to fully recover from their disaster. And you look upon that as being miraculous. The irony of it is that it's no more miraculous than the entity that remains permanently handicapped. Each is a validation of belief systems. Each takes exactly the same amount of energy. Each is involved in exactly the same process. Validation of beliefs and belief systems. The entity that seems to experience that miraculous cure has utilized exactly the same process as the entity that seems to be incapable of any type of assistance or curing. Why is that? It's a validation of individual belief systems interacting with the so-called societal and human consciousness belief systems. It's a validation of what you believe. And one is no better than the other. In each circumstance, the entity, the spark of consciousness that you are, rejoices in the creation process of the validation of belief systems. It's in your so-called awakened consciousness that you believe that one is superior to the other. It's in the so-called awakened consciousness that you think that there's a good and bad, and that one would be a good outcome, the other a bad outcome. But that spark of consciousness that you are holds no such judgment over the reality that you experience. And so it begs the question then, can you, as a so-called awakened consciousness human being, influence the belief systems? And the answer to that is absolutely, particularly in each individual incarnational period. You see, in your so-called past lives, that you like to refer to as being something that has already occurred, we've suggested that you, as a human consciousness involved in that particular creation process, agreed that it would be very difficult in your awakened consciousness state to influence your reality. But the choices that you made for certain events to occur throughout a particular incarnational period were made in your altered states of consciousness. And you agreed as a human consciousness, and you agreed that while you were in that particular incarnational period, that it would be very difficult for you to alter that reality. And so you existed, if you wish, to experience the realities based upon the beliefs and choices that you made in altered states of consciousness. And it wasn't impossible to alter, but much more difficult, because you choose to make it the more difficult. It's important to understand that these are your choices, that it's not some entity that's subjecting you to some type of learning experience. These are your choices that you put in place. And you agree, as a human consciousness, and again as a societal and as individuals, to participate in and to perpetuate those belief systems throughout a particular incarnational period. You have, however, in this incarnational period, agreed to alter that energy that makes up this illusionary reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, and as a result of the alteration of that energy, had the capacity to have more influence upon your reality from a conscious state. And so you can, if you wish, in this particular incarnational period, through choices that you have made, have an influence upon your reality and upon your belief systems that has been very difficult for you to experience in your so-called past incarnational period. You have that capacity, you have that opportunity. You have created that possibility. You have taken it and made it a probability through your choices, through alterations of your conscious and human consciousness belief systems. And so, You can, if you wish, in this particular incarnational period, have a much more successful and easier impact upon your belief systems from your awakened consciousness start. So how do you do that? Well, first, it's important to understand what it is that you desire. You see, that flock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire. And you find that difficult to accept, particularly if someone's involved in a less than desirable reality experience. You look at us and say, Josiah, how can you expect us to believe that that's what we desire? Well, we're not saying that you desire that particular reality experience right down to the very minute detail, but rather that you hold within your belief system that it's not possible for you to experience other realities. You hold within your belief systems that you're not controlled or in control of this reality, that you're not in control, that others have the capacity to influence your reality. And as a result of those particular belief systems, you create the realities to validate the belief systems that you're not in control. If you wish to believe that there are other entities out there that have the capacity to control your reality for you, then you will have all types of circumstances and realities and experiences to validate that belief system. It's not right or wrong. You can have whatever it is, not only can, but do have whatever it is you desire. So if you desire to believe that you have all of these guides and angels that surround you and create and influence your reality for you, then go for it. When you hold that belief system, it's a belief system that says you're not in control. And when you believe that you're not in control, then you will create the realities to validate the belief systems, the basic belief systems, the undercoring individual belief systems that you hold, that you're not worthy of controlling your own reality. And so you have entities or guides that are assisting in that reality creation process. And when that occurs, then you experience realities that you might find less than desirable, but it validates that you're not in control. It validates that you have these so-called guides and angels, and perhaps they took the day off on that particular day and you had this experience, or perhaps you weren't thinking right, or perhaps whatever other type of reason you wish to use to express and to validate the belief that you're not in control. And so it's the basic belief systems that are validated. Not that you necessarily believe that you should be involved in a particular activity that causes you a less than desirable reality experience, but rather that it validates basic belief systems. And you have, yet of you, the capacity to alter those belief systems. Absolutely. Understand what it is that you desire. It's very important to know what it is that you desire. This reality is illusionary. Understand as well that it's illusionary. It only exists because you believe it exists. You not only can, but do influence it constantly. Constantly validating belief systems. Use your imagination to understand and to experience what it would be like to have that desire that you have put in place. Use your imagination. Be specific. Feel it and touch it and smell it. Use all of your senses to imagine what it would be like to experience that which you desire. And then have the expectation to bring it in to your reality. Have the expectation that that spark of consciousness that you are can create the reality that you desire. The individual who severs a spinal cord and lays in a hospital and has the desire to walk again, puts aside all of the human consciousness belief systems that it's not possible imagines what it would be like to have that desire to walk again. Uses that imagination extensively. And then has the expectation and the belief that it will occur. And the result is that they achieve what it is that they desire. It's no different than the individual who lays in the hospital with a severed spinal cord and says, "That's it. I will never walk again. It's not possible for me to heal myself to that extent." And they create as successfully as the individual who holds a different belief system. Each takes the same amount of effort. Each takes the same amount of creation process. Each follows exactly the same steps to arrive at the conclusion of the reality that they desire to experience. As difficult as that is for you to grasp, understand that the reality you experience is a validation of the belief you hold without exception, and the stock of consciousness that you are grants that reality, gives you that which you desire without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, or something that you should or should not experience. Without exception. And it doesn't matter what the belief is. If you wish to believe that it's not possible, that's your choice. And so enters in the so-called awakened consciousness aspects of the creation process. What do you choose? What do you choose to believe? What do you choose to experience? Your choices are influenced by how you think and feel. If you think that it's not possible, if you feel like it's beyond your capacity to have that experience, then you will make the choices that will influence your belief systems to give to you that which you desire. It's really that simple. It's not a difficult process. Your thoughts and feelings influence the choices and decisions. The choices and decisions have an influence upon your belief systems. Your thoughts and feelings as well can influence your belief systems and are influenced by your belief systems. The difficult part many times is understanding what the belief system is, paying attention to the spontaneous attitudes, paying attention to the spontaneous thoughts that you experience, paying attention to what it is that you truly desire, paying attention to your imaginary process and whether or not you truly expect to bring that particular creation into your reality so that you can experience it. You see, if you don't believe that it's possible for you to create your reality, then you will have a difficult time creating that which you consciously desire. Because what you desire in your subconscious level is a validation of the belief that you're not in control. And many times that's a very comforting belief for one in their so-called awakened consciousness state. If you're not in control, you don't have to accept the responsibility. And for that individual who's laying in the hospital with a severed spinal cord, to accept responsibility and the capacity to heal that can be very overwhelming for many individuals. You can enter into a state of depression. You can enter into a state of awakened consciousness, state where you can't accept that it's your responsibility and that it's your reality. The irony of it is that without that acceptance, then it doesn't matter what happens. If you don't accept it, then indeed fuck of consciousness that you are will validate that you're not in control, and it would be very difficult for you to experience what you would refer to as the miraculous type of healing, which is no more difficult than the other reality experience where you remain an invalid. Each takes the same effort. That's what we're trying to express to you. That each takes the same amount of effort. Each involves using your imagination. Each involves understanding what it is that you desire. And each involves what you expect to bring out of the experience and what it is that you expect for a final outcome of that particular reality creation process. For that individual lying in the hospital with a severed spinal cord is the final expectation to rise up and walk, or is the final expectation that it's not possible to achieve that type of miraculous healing? Yes, it takes the same amount of effort. Yes, is a validation of belief systems. You see, that's the irony of this creation process. You do it all anyway. Isn't it something new to you? You may not understand the process because you choose. And it's important to understand that you choose not to understand. You choose not to know. The information is available to each of you. We've suggested many times you have but to go with inside, and each of you has that capacity to achieve and to accomplish that understanding. You have but to believe. You have but to have the desire. You have but to use the imagination and the expectation. Make the choices. Be specific in what it is that you desire. And if the thoughts and feelings and the attitudes don't ring true, then pay attention so that you can indeed alter the belief systems that are responsible for the limitations that you have seemingly put on yourself in your awakened consciousness state. The irony of it is that it's not limitations. It's a validation of belief systems that is as accurate and as fulfilling as any other validation of any other belief system. That's the irony. The reality you experience is a validation of beliefs that you hold. Your desires are given to each of you, without exception, by the stock of consciousness that you are, that's responsible for creating the reality that you experience. And it does so from a position of absolute unconditional love, without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. And you have, in your so-called new age and new energy, a capacity that has been very difficult for you to access in your so-called past life experiences, in that you can consciously make the choices and decisions to influence your belief systems and make it easier for you from a conscious state to influence this reality, to alter your belief systems, and as a result of the alteration of those belief systems, alter the reality and you experience in your day-to-day interactions and activities with others. The choice is yours. It always has been. There's nothing new that it's a choice that you are making. What's new is that you, as a human consciousness, have agreed to make this conscious understanding and ability to alter your reality more available than it has been in your so-called past or your history. Your choice. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold without exception. Without exception. You are the God you search for. You create your reality. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is a validation of your belief system. All the rest is giving to you that which you desire. in doing so from a position of absolute and unconditional love and from a position of joy at the creation process and at the capacity to experience realities where you appear to not be in control, that allow you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. The individual who experienced a severance of the spinal cord experienced very intense range of emotions and feelings. And then, through utilizing belief systems, actually went against what he referred to as a human consciousness belief system and seemingly miraculously healed what was, from the human consciousness view, something that was not possible. And once again, as a result of that particular creation process, experienced another very intense range of emotions and feelings. That's why you create this reality. If you think about it, if that wasn't the reason, it would have been so easy to avoid the incident in the first place that caused the severance of the spinal cord and do away with all of the seemingly difficult aspects that were in between and the final outcome, which for particular individuals can be quite rewarding and overwhelming, regardless of whether you in your awakened consciousness state believe that it's good or bad. You create your reality. You are the God that you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All of the rest is an illusion. All of the rest is a validation of belief systems. Those are but the three things that are absolute, that you don't have to count upon, that you can put away and accept that that's an absolute. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You don't need to search for your spirituality. You can't lose it. You choose to hide from it, but you can't lose it. You don't need to continue searching for it. Unless, of course, you believe that it's a necessary part of your so-called progression. And if that's what you believe, it's not right or wrong. You can have that. We don't judge and say that you should do this or should do that. Do whatever it is you desire. It's your reality, it's your creation. We're not about to influence it. We're simply suggesting to you that you are in control of it. And if you wish to experience a different reality, then accept the responsibility that you are in control. And that's the first step. And then you begin to understand what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination. Understand that if you expect to achieve it, then you must have the expectation. And that expectation can be influenced by your thoughts and feelings and by your choices and your decisions, which will have an influence upon your belief systems. And you can definitely create or alter the reality that you desire. It's your reality. It's your creation. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. Now, it has been, once again, as always, a most enjoyable interaction with the each of you. And we would back for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.